for the second last time. Toby Morris joins me in the studio for he shoots, he scores. Our weekly look at the world of music in film. Toby, good morning. How you doing,
Mitchie? I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. I'm sad. This segment's almost at an end, though. It's sad.
The people are going to be in an uproar.
There will be pitchforks and torches at the front of 2SER HQ for years to come.
Another Tuesday.
What's happening, man? What are we learning about today?
Look, Mitch, your radio show, your voice, your moustache, your just lighthearted air, you're a great dancer.
Thank you.
You have great skin. You have an amazing fashion sense.
Oh.
You're a thoughtful guy. You got a wonderful name. And attitude, and you just make the world a better place.
Oh, wow. What is this? Lovely remarks from you.
That's 10 things I love about you, Mitch. And there are many, many more things I love, but I could never do a list of 10 things I hate about you.
Oh, very good.
There's not 10. There's just the fact that you're racist is one, but that's just one thing. But I couldn't do 10, Mitch. There aren't 10 things I hate about you. Look, that's right. We've done some weird films on He Shoots, He Scores, but today we are selling out and going mainstream.
All right.
It's the smash hit of 1999, the era of Smash Mouth. Was that band?
Yeah, that's right.
And the film, this is the film that I would put money on, this being the film that our generation has probably watched more than any other film.
Really?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Big call. It was very popular.
Well, look, this film has some serious educational value, Mitch. Mm-hmm. Not just teaching you that Heath Ledger is a hunk, or Julia Stiles and Alex Mack herself, Larissa Olenek, are total babes. It has a legit educational value because this is a Shakespeare film.
Oh.
As you remember from high school, this is an adaptation of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
Mm.
And as such, for some reason, became part of the high school English curriculum at pretty much every high school in Australia.
I did it.
Year 8, English, Pennant Hills High School.
Mm-hmm.
We watched this film a lot. You know, so when we weren't throwing bricks at each other or, you know, forming protective circles to defend off all the local gangs.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing Molotov cocktails.
It's a tough part of the world, Pennant Hills.
It's a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
You got to watch yourself there. And 10 Things I Hate About You, it captures that high school feeling perfectly. You know, or maybe not at all, but either way. This film, it came out a week after The Matrix, which has a similar view of, you know, a futuristic dystopia where, you know, high school students are just power sources for cruel robots.
I see links there, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Because it tells the story of Cameron. He's a new kid to town, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, little bubba.
Yep.
And he's smitten by Bianca, Alex Mack.
Yep.
But Bianca's dad won't let Bianca date until her older sister, Kat, is dating as well.
Mm.
So Cameron enlists Patrick, the Australian, to date Kat so that Cameron can date Alex Mack.
It's complicated, isn't it?
Slow down, Shakespeare. What? Side note, the English hadn't even discovered Australia when he wrote that, so that was
That
was prescient of him. Yet another point in my case that he's part of the Illuminati. But what do all great Shakespeare adaptations need? It's a good soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
You're a married man, Mitchie.
I am.
What was the key? How did you win over Candace?
Well, it was probably some of my great dancing, which you highlighted earlier in this piece, which really got her over the line, I think.
There we go.
Yep.
Dancing is one of the key things. But did you sing her a Frank Sinatra song while she was at soccer training?
Yeah, she's been known to play a few games of soccer over the years.
So. Well, it would be weird if you didn't, because since this film came out, that's pretty much the go-to method for winning over a lady. It's gotten to the point, a lot of high schools in Sydney, they have to keep the location of their girls' soccer training a secret. Because these things just get ambushed, Mitch, by guys singing
just
Sinatra.
Hordes of men singing.
It's chaos. That is the power of film music. All right? And apparently it's Julia Stiles' fault, because it was her idea to have the scene in which Heath Ledger turns up to her character's soccer training and sings Frank Sinatra, it's actually by Frankie Valli, his song I Love You Baby to her. And he's a sneaky guy because he's organized the whole high school marching band. They're all in on this. He's a
romantic character.
He's a real character.
Mm.
Look, this is a scene that comes when Julia thinks that Heath is a total loser.
Mm.
But after he does this, she thinks he is really cool. That's the power of music in cinema, Mitch. What other element could transfer someone from a loser to a cool dude?
All it takes is one good song.
It's only the only way to become a cool dude is to sing Frank Sinatra to high school girls. Trust me, they love it. To prove my point, here we have Heath Ledger's rendition of Can't Take My Eyes Off You from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Here we go.